Recently, actor Alec Baldwin called climate change skeptics, quote-unquote, mentally ill. Welcome to Vocal Point, this portion thereof. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with Dr. James Wanless, who's written an intriguing article called Shining Light on Settled Science, There Is No Climate Crisis. Dr. Wanless, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you very much for having me on the program.
Sure, thank you. Dr. Wanless is a professor of physics at Presbyterian College, Clinton, South Carolina. He's also a senior fellow and contributing writer for the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. He's also the author of Resisting the Green Dragon, Dominion, Not Death, and he's published over 50 peer-reviewed physics articles and even has some awards in science. Dr. Wanless, you say that climate change is not settled science. Interesting. Alec Baldwin would say you're mentally ill for denying it.
Well, I guess Alec Baldwin does think he is a doctor of some kind. Maybe he's doing a bit of psychiatry over there, some psychological assessment. I guess I don't appreciate being told I'm crazy because of a difference of opinion over scientific data, which presumably is what he's talking about, I hope.
Well, I think what's happened is enough scientists have said global warming is a fact, man-made global warming, man-made climate change, CO2 emissions are causing all these problems. It's at a crisis stage right now, and if we don't hurry, we could end up ruining life on the planet. And you have people in earnest, even President Obama, seems to buy into this stuff. And as you point out in your article, a lot of politicians like the whole idea of climate change, the doctrine of it, because this gives them increased taxation without end in order to save the planet.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a misunderstanding that people have that's being applied in this whole area of climate science. Science isn't something that has the ability to give somebody absolute truth. Science is a tool to help us decide which hypotheses are wrong and which ones might be plausible. And what we have here with this whole global warming issue is a falsification of the actual hypothesis, the primary hypothesis that people have been pushing for, you know, very hard for at least a decade and just over two decades, is that carbon dioxide emissions produced by human economic activity primarily and human population growth is driving the climate to new heights, higher temperatures than ever before. But the problem is that that's not what the data actually show us. And we have, you know, misnomers again, that like this 97% consensus that you mentioned, large numbers of scientists, there's, you know, stories that most of the scientists agree that global warming is happening and it's all caused by human beings. Well, that's simply not true. One other misnomer is the idea that people like myself who disagree that we have a climate crisis are therefore so-called deniers, as if we deny that the climate changes. Nobody in their right mind would deny that the climate changes. The Earth has been warming for hundreds of years after we came out of the most recent little ice age. So the climate is absolutely changing. The question is simply how much of the climate change has to do with human effects, and all the evidence shows that that's a very, very small effect, irrespective of whatever the politicians may decide.
All right. Now, your article actually says global warming became climate change, but this is the fascinating thing. By the end of 2015, we on the Earth experienced over 18 years without warming. Over 18 years without warming. I don't think the average person on the street would know that.
That's right. You see, we have people like you mentioned, Alec Baldwin, saying that those people like myself who say we don't have a crisis are out of their minds, because he's hearing from the media, presumably, that the crisis is getting worse, it's escalating, it's accelerating, and so on, and it's getting out of control. Al Gore himself, the former vice president, had said that we need a new Marshall Plan. It's President Obama said this is the world's biggest challenge, you know, facing us. It's bigger than the economic crisis. It's bigger than the migrant crisis. It's bigger than terrorism. It's bigger than the moral and social decay and so on. And I have to ask myself, when I look at the data, and we've had a flat line in temperatures for over 18 years, I mean, who's actually living in fantasy world? Some people are saying it's accelerating, but the data says it's flat.
Wow.
The data don't lie.
Yeah. Explain about the computer models and how they've been proven to be false, but again, the average person on the street wouldn't know that.
Sure. This goes back again to the root of what it means to do science. You know, science means, it comes from the Latin word, the word science comes from the Latin to seek for knowledge and truth. And so we do that by making hypotheses, and then we try to shoot those hypotheses down. So the primary hypothesis here with this global warming is that human-caused carbon dioxide emissions pumped into the air, which nobody questions, are causing runaway global warming. And what's happened is, in the past couple of decades, billions of dollars have been pumped into creating computer models to simulate this system, the system of the planet. And all the models have, let's think of it as a radio, where you have a button where you can turn the volume up or you turn the volume down, and you can tune the radio and so on. The biggest knob on the models, the computer models, is the carbon dioxide model. So you turn the knob up a little bit and you get runaway global warming in the models. And it says, well, it's accelerating. So what they've done in their models is they've turned the carbon dioxide up to the levels that we're observing, which are generally increasing, primarily due to China and India. The United States' carbon dioxide emissions are at late 1990s levels right now. We haven't actually increased. And that's partly because of efficiency, partly because of economic crisis. And the models say that, well, it should be running out of control. So the models are wrong because the data, 95% of the climate models overestimate the warming that's supposed to be happening. And that tells you that the hypothesis that the big knob on the radio of the climate is carbon dioxide, that's falsified. So that's very, very helpful. But people are running with what has become now a political question,
yeah,
and it's corrupting science terribly.
Huh. That's interesting. If the models were correct, what would we be seeing right now around this time in, and this will be airing in May of 2016. So what are we seeing right now, or what should we be seeing if these computer models were correct?
The climate models are predicting that we should have had, you know, let's see, I'm just pulling up the picture here, a very, very well-known picture, that we should have already been about a degree above where we are at right now on average temperatures.
Are we?
IVM means. No, we're not.
Okay.
95% of the climate models have pulled away. If you think of a line going up, you know, an arm, somebody pointing upward with their arm, the actual temperatures have just gone sideways, flat for 18 plus years. The climate models say the temperatures should be going up, ramping up. We see nothing of the kind. So the climate models have to be wrong. I mean, we don't say the observation's wrong. If you run outside, somebody says, I have a theory that the sky is going to be bright green, and you run outside and you see the sky is bright blue, you don't say, okay, the sky is bright green. You modify your model, but that's not what's happening today. We have people, you know, crying out that it's accelerating, but when they say that, they're not talking about the data that are observed. They're talking about the models.
Wow. So the emperor has no clothes. I mean, what should we be seeing, for example, as far as the sea level? I mean, I have a friend that came down and ran the Miami Marathon, but about a month or so before the Miami Marathon, the president was saying that, we're seeing water in the streets of Miami and fish in the streets of Miami. And my friend said, you know, am I going to be able to run this marathon? And by the way, he did come and he did run it, and I joined him for half a marathon. But anyway, bottom line is there was no problem with the fish in the sea. I mean, in the streets. This is like, you know, I don't get this. Why doesn't somebody like Obama lose credibility then when he says statements like that?
Well, he's the leader of the most powerful country in the world, and so in some sense, he's the tail. He's wagging things himself. You know, there's just a huge political movement in Europe and the United States to push this.
Yeah.
There was a senator actually who might put some of this in perspective. I'm just trying to remember his name.
Inhofe?
Maryland. He had said that, you know, the issue isn't climate change, global warming. He said this in the 90s, that the issue isn't global warming. The issue really is doing the right thing by the economy. And he was calling for a socialist economy. And so the idea is, you know, if you can control...
Not Inhofe.
No, it wasn't Senator Inhofe. It was Tim Wirth, Senator Tim Wirth, W-I-R-T-H. That's who you're saying that. He's saying basically the issue is economics, but we can ride this puppy, this global warming bandwagon to so-called do the right thing. And, you know, to answer your other question, why are people saying crazy things? Like, where are those fish in the streets of Miami? I think part of the reason is spiritual. You know, there's somebody once said that when people say they stop believing in God, it's not that they're now believing in nothing. It's that they'll believe anything.
Yeah. G.K. Chesterton. Your article now, again, called Shining Light on Settled Science, There Is No Climate Crisis, that article says, for example, it's over 9 years since a Category 3 hurricane hit the United States. Tornado frequency is at a multi-decade low, droughts are shorter and less extreme than during the Dust Bowl in 1950s. Sea ice is back to average. There is no crisis. Comment on that. Most people don't know this. I mean, people are under the, you know, whatever's going on, there's a lot of climate change out there and it's man's fault and we got to, you know, get on board and fight this thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, a few years ago, Cornwall Alliance, this is an environmental group that I work for, published my book, Resisting the Green Dragon. And I talk about this whole issue in their climate crisis. People who've got a little bit of historical memory will remember in the 70s, the United States Congress was holding hearings about global cooling. We were going into an ice age. We're all going to die. We're going to have increased hurricanes, tornadoes, all the things, the same things that we've been warned about now, but because of, in that case, global cooling in the 70s. And then they picked up global warming in the late 80s. The United Nations picked it up big time and started running with that. First President George Bush gave his imprimatur to this. It was really he who helped get this going in the U.S. And then Al Gore, of course, picked it up and carried that ball even further. But the global warming wasn't quite working. And so in the mid-2000s, you start reading the newspapers. Anybody who just checks the New York Times archives, you look for global warming, you'll see that pre-2000, let's say, 5. And then suddenly around about 2005, things start changing. They start calling it climate change because global warming is not happening. And everybody is noticing that. And many of the scientists who are pushing this have admitted this privately. We've seen there were email hacking scams and some scandals a few years ago.
Sure.
Where they were admitting we can't explain why there's not this out of control warming. So they just change it. They call it climate change because nobody can deny that there's climate change. The climate is changing all the time. We may not notice on our lifetimes, we may, but the fact is nobody would deny climate changes. So that's a very slippery term. It's very useful because then you can call anybody an idiot who doesn't agree, you know, with you. They're kind of moving, they're holding the ball and pulling it away, like with Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
And telling you you're dumb. When they've changed, you know, they've changed the definition of the terms intentionally. It's dishonest. And now they say, well, climate crisis. We should be seeing, forget the global warming. We should just be seeing extremes of climate, more floods, more droughts, etc. And the fact is, that's why I quoted those data in my article. We're not. So I said, you know, you say we should be seeing more extreme stuff. Well, let's look at the data. We're not.
Wow.
So where's that climate crisis? We don't have global warming. We don't have a climate crisis. So what is this all about?
All right, now we have about 20 seconds left. The hijacking of climate science is harmful to science in general, you write. Your comment.
Yeah, I mean, We want to be able to pursue truth wherever it leads us. And if we're in a climate, and everybody will always face this in the history of the planet, we can't help that when there's powerful people who want certain results, we're tempted to give them those results. It's hard, though, when we have people like Alec Baldwin and RF Kennedy and Al Gore and others who are saying, well, let's criminalize, let's prosecute these people
wow.
for, you know, politically incorrect thoughts.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous.
That totally is. James Wanliss, WANLISS, cornwallalliance.org for more information. Thanks so much for being with us. God bless you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Thank you now. Bye-bye.